The end of October marked a bad month for the coronavirus in Chautauqua as 389 new cases of COVID-19 hit the southern county. That spike accounts for nearly 40% of all cases to date since the first case was reported in late March. Around 120 of those cases alone came from an outbreak among residents and staff of the Tanglewood Manor Assisted Living Home in Jamestown. Christine Schuyler, the county's public health director, says the spikes prove people can't let their guard down.
People really are starting to get tired of having to follow precautions, and now really is not the time for that to happen. We need people to remain vigilant. We know that the coronavirus is here and it is spreading, and it's very important that people continue to wear their face masks and wash their hands and maintain social distance and really truly avoid social gatherings.
Another area of concern, Schuyler says, is private events like weddings and social clubs. She wants to make it clear that these are not exempt from COVID prevention guidelines.
When you come in after the fact, the damage has been done and the disease has already been enabled to spread. We are happy to try to help them to come up with a plan to make things safe.
Looking ahead, Schuyler believes with the colder weather pushing people indoors, the county and the whole region could see larger coronavirus spikes.
As you know, it gets dark earlier now, and with the weather getting colder, people will absolutely be congregating more inside. And that means, just like we've seen with influenza and other communicable diseases, that the spread of that disease is much easier in those sorts of environments.
Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.